Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, coming at you from Pismo Beach, California, the Sewing Cafe. We are having a blast in this gourmet kitchen. Let's get started with our recipe for day four. Now, if anybody knows me, they know that my background was chocolate and confections. I love making artisan-style chocolates and doing gourmet creations on a whole nother level. So I want to bring you into that a little bit today with this amazing recipe that we have. And we have a roasted peanut banana cluster. This is very easy to make. I believe there's only four actual ingredients here on our list of ingredients. It does not take long to make this. However, it's all just technique. So let's get started. What we're going to need is 1/2 pound of milk chocolate chips, or if you could get whole bar milk chocolate, that's even better. And we're gonna start to melt that down. Remember, when we melt chocolate down, we always melt it down in a bain-marie or a double boiler. And pretty much what a double boiler is gonna do is allow us to melt this slow and low without scarring or burning the chocolate. Chocolate is one of those things that you work with. It's very, very easily to destroy beautiful melted chocolate. And most of the time when you're having chocolate at any restaurant or any dish, that chocolate is destroyed, and I could taste it immediately when I know I'm not having good chocolate. So let's not make that same mistake. I go with 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil because I like my chocolate to have a nice shine to it. And here's what we're going to do. We are going to let that all just come down to its room temperature. And once I have that chocolate melted and I'm ready to start working with it, I am going to temper the chocolate. By tempering the chocolate means I'm going to put some of the chocolate that's not melted into the melted, and we want to bring that down to a temperature of at least between 72 and 78 degrees. Once we're at the desired temperature, I'm going to add in my 3 cups of roasted salted peanuts, and we're going to let that mixture get nice and mixed up together. And I'm also going to add in my banana sliced into thin coins, because here's what I'm going to do. On a parchment piece of paper laying down in front of us, on a pan preferably, so we could put this in the refrigerator right afterwards, we're going to put our chocolate cluster and our bananas that we're going to mix together, and we're going to use a scoop. And if I recommend a scoop, you could use a spoon. A scoop will make your life a lot easier. We're going to grab as much of those as we can. And in our tempered chocolate, once we lay that down, and preferably if you put that on a cold pan, it's going to start to work faster. Do this process all the way through and through, and I promise you'll have something beautiful to work with and something delicious to taste. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.